Second Perkel Kilayim, Mishneh Hey, this continuation of the concept of the previous two Mishnayis. Hoysis Adezru Akunbus Oluf. His field was planted with this some type of spice called Kanbus. Oluf is some leek or an onion type of thing. Lo Yezereh Varagabeim. He should also, even though they're under the ground, he's still not allowed to plant another species on top of them because that's a type of Kilayim. The Rambam's gift is even the Afalpi She'enim Oisim Oisim L'Shalashonim, which means that we saw before that when I'm planting now I have to make sure there's no Kilayim in the ground even though I'm planning to uproot it later. Now these things, even though they will only start sprouting 3 years later, so the Rambam says it's only sprout 3 years later, now in the meantime I can plant other things over here, you don't have to be concerned about Kilayim. No, even so you have to get rid of the second species before you plant the first one, or the other way around. Get rid of the first one before you plant the second one. Yeah. Tvua sha'ola ba yisbicha yistis v'chein mokam agrona sha'ola ba minam haba v'chein tilfen sha'ela minay tzmochem eino mechayvim oisei lenakish. The rule is like this. One is not allowed to plant two species of grains, vegetables, and the like together. If he did not intentionally plan the second, let's say he had wheat and he's not intentionally planted barley there, some barley got blown into his field, so if he's interested in the barley growing there, then it's still also to let it grow, but it's something that is just mazik damaging him, has no interest in it staying there, then it's out of din, he's allowed to leave it there. But the shash of marisayim, people would think that maybe he wants it and then it looks like he's growing kilayim and therefore has to uproot it. The three cases mentioned in the mission now are three cases that it's clear that this is mazik, and therefore, as long as he didn't plant it intentionally, nobody would assume that he planted it intentionally, because it's something that he has no interest in being there. It's mazik him, and therefore he could just leave it there, since he didn't plant it intentionally, and there's no marzayim. So the first case was tvua shaltaba sifik istis, grain that has type of istis with some type of dye, which was somehow edible also, because it would only be a dye, there won't be kilayim. Kilayim is only between things that are edible. And also magrona is the threshing area that had different types of grasses or whatever that grew there, which is not against his interest, even though it had different types of grasses or leafy vegetables or whatever was growing over there. He's allowed to leave them because these are things that he definitely does not want to be there. And also tilton is also some type of fodder that's edible by animals, and also people can eat it, that had certain type of other species growing there which are detrimental for the growth of the tilton. You could leave it there, as we said before, that he didn't do it intentionally, there's no mice dying. In Nikesh or Kiseach, if he did start uprooting some of them or chopping down some of these other species that can mix in, then you have to uproot everything. Why? Because if he started, let's say he has the wheat and this istis started growing there, so he uprooted only part of it. It appears to people, why are you only uprooting only part of it? If it bothers you, uproot the whole thing. Ella, part of it bothers you and part of it you want. Then we're back to the problem of marasayim. So therefore, once you start uprooting it, you have to uproot the entire thing. If you didn't uproot at all, then people would understand that it fell there by itself and you have no interest in growing it.